नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 6 एंटाइटल्ड द किलिंग ऑफ द डीमन पुतना टेक्स्ट 22। अव्यादजोऽङ्घ्रिमणिमांस्तवजान्वथोरु यज्ञोच्युतः कटितटं जठरं हयास्यः हृत्केशवस्त्वदुर ईश इनस्तु कण्ठम् विष्णुर्भुजं मुखमुरुक्रम ईश्वरकम् There's also one more verse. I'll just read that out. चक्रग्रतः सहगदो हरितस्तु पश्चात् त्वत्पार्श्वयोर्ध्य नुरसी मधुहाजनश्च कोणेषु शङ्ख उरुगाय उपर्युपेन्द्र स्तार्क्षक्षितौ हलधर पुरुषः समन्ता। Translation. Shukadeva Goswami informed Maharaj Parikshit that the gopis, following the proper system, protected Krishna, their child, with this mantra. May Aja protect your legs. May Maniman protect your knees. Yajna, your thighs. Achyuta, the upper part of your waist. And Hayagriva, your abdomen. May Keshava protect your heart. Isha, your chest. The sun god, your neck. Vishnu, your arms. Urukrama, your face. And Ishvara, your head. May Chakri protect you from the front. May Sri Hari Gadadhari, the carrier of the club, protect you from the back. And may the carrier of the bow, who is known as the enemy of Madhu, and Lord Ajana, the carrier of the sword, protect your two sides. May Lord Urugaya, the carrier of the conch shell, protect you from all corners. May Upendra protect you from above. May Garuda protect you on the ground. And may Lord Haladhara, the Supreme Person, protect you on all sides. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Even in the houses of the cultivators who were not very advanced in the modern ways of civilization, the ladies used to know how to chant mantras to give protection to children with the help of cow dung and cow urine. This was a simple and practical way to give the greatest protection from the greatest dangers. People should know how to do this, for this is a part of Vedic civilization. This is the instruction. You should know this. Time and again, wherever the references comes like this, Srila Prabhupada mentions and explains the superior quality of the life of people in the previous ages. Even in terms of lifespan, in terms of opulence, in terms of purity. Like for example, a few chapters back when Nandotsava is celebrated, so many gopis, the gopas would throw butter on each other and bring some very valuable jewels and gold as gifts to be given to each other. So Prabhupada takes that opportunity to mention. Even coward men were living, not like the niggardly dress, you know, in this cartoon that is drawn in the newspaper. If you want to show a politician, you have to show a cap. And if you want to show a farmer, that means patches or torn cloth, you know, typical that Lakshman cartoons. So that is the situation of the farmers. So he mentions how opulent people were. Another place during Nandotsav, there is a beautiful verse, how they knew, even gopis, even household villagers, ladies, even they knew how to purify things, how to keep everything hygienic so that they would never get diseased. When there is contamination, when there is an intake of any polluted or contaminated things, then we get diseased. So it says how to purify things. The Vedic civilization, people from there knew it exactly. Kalena snana shauchabhyam samskare tapasijaya shudhyanti danaihi santushtya dravyanihi atma atmavidyaya. Some things become purified just by the influence of time. Kalena. Classical example of Mumbai is just the side of the railway tracks. Every morning it gets thoroughly contaminated by people reliving there. It will be a huge public toilet otherwise. But then just few hours later with the sun, the air, it just, everything becomes purified. Kalena. Snana. The body becomes purified by bathing. Shauchabhyam. The pots and pans become purified by washing them. Samskaraihi. Our birth. By birth everyone is a Shudra. Janmana jayate Shudra. Samskarat bhavet dvija. So by samskaras, our birth becomes purified. So it's called dvija, second birth. When the Vedas become the mother and the Guru becomes the father, who introduces us to understand who is our real father. Samskarai tapasa, the senses become purified by austerity. Fasting is a powerful process of purification of the senses. Langanam paramoshanam. Fasting is the best way. Even animals, when they are sick, automatically they just don't eat. You just keep quiet. Automatically everything is cleansed. Tapasa. Ijaya. By worship, articles become purified. Shudhyanti danaihi. By charity, money or wealth becomes purified. Santushtya. By satisfaction, mind becomes purified. What is the contamination of the mind? The contamination of the mind is restlessness born out of lust or greed. The mind is disturbed. But by being satisfied in any situation, the mind becomes purified. Suddhyanti danaihi santushtya dravyanihi atma. How does the atma become purified? Atma vidyaya, rajavidya, or by engaging in its natural constitutional position. To clean something, to purify something, means to bring a thing to its original state. So the original state of the soul is to serve Krishna. Now we have contaminated with so many upadhis, so many artificial, superficial, temporary designations. And we are so absorbed, we act on that platform. But by Atmavidyaya, by devotional service, Jiver Swarupoye Krishna Nityadas, to be situated, that's purification. In its pure state, uncontaminated, nirmala, sarvopadi vilirmala, tatparatvena nirmalam, nirmala, there is no mala there. So there Prabhupada mentions in that purport, even these household ladies in the villages knew how to keep things clean. Not just superficial external cleanliness, even subtle level, everything they knew how to purify. So that is the situation. But in Kali Yuga, everything, not just Kali Yuga, by simply, sa kaleneha mahata, by the influence of time, everything degrades. What to speak of in Kali Yuga, that is the lowest. 12th canto, Bhagavatam, the beginning of Kali Yuga's description is like that. Says tatascha anudinam. Anudinam means day by day. Satyam, shaucham, kshama, daya, kalena balina rajan, nangshati, ayu, balam, smriti. Tatascha anudinam. Shukadeva Goswami is telling Parikshit Maharaj, tatascha anudinam dharma. Piety or religiosity will reduce day by day. Satyam, truthfulness will reduce. Very rarely people will speak truth. And even if they speak, they don't stick to it. They change it immediately. Like lime on water. Unless previous ages when it was like lines on a rock. Prana jaya par vachan na jaya. Now vachan jaya par prana jaya. Satyam shaucham, cleanliness will not be there. Simply by putting some deodorant. Because people hardly will be able to take bath. Either no time or even there's time, eventually there will be no water. So then you have to take resort to Vedic civilization, mantra snan. Apavitra, pavitro, vasarva. One devotee from Nelukote, very big scholar, he was telling when we chant this mantra, Sa Bahya Abhyantara Shuchi, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, when we chant, Abhyantara, how does it, Abhyantara, how do we get cleansed? He said, when you chant this mantra, Bahya, externally you get purified, internally the heavenly Ganga flows from the head down like this and you feel cleansed. Even though you may be externally in the same state, but just by chanting, Sarva avastham gatupiva, having passed through any stage, yaha smaret. Of course that doesn't mean when you have the facility to take bath, you don't take bath. When it is absolutely not possible, for some situation, there is a facility. So, shaucham, kshama, tolerance will reduce, forgiveness will reduce. People will not forgive each other, even for the smallest things. No tolerance. People just can't tolerate. They can't tolerate old men in the home. Put them to some old age home. Can't tolerate somebody coughing around. Embarrassment for the guests who come. Tatasya anudinam dharma satyam shaucham kshama daya. Mercy will go away. Even the mother will not hesitate to abort her own child just because it is inconvenient. Kalena balina rajan, by the influence of time, O king, nangshati, nangshati means degrade, ayuhu, people's lifespan will reduce, balam, people's vitality, strength will reduce. Smriti, people's memory will reduce. Very horrifying if we read 12th canto, you really become morose and depressed. But immediately there is a hope. Knowing that Kali Yuga is like this, every avatar, Sambhavami Yuge Yuge, the avatar comes exclusive to give prescription for that age. So the Yuga avatar for Kali Yuga, generally Kali Yuga avatar is very merciful. The process is very easy, very simple, because even that will not be taken up by people. But this Kali Yuga, the 58th year of Brahma, 28th millennium, is very special because the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya from Golok Vrindavan, from the Navadvip of Goloka section, he has descended personally. And when he comes, Lord Krishna is known, the height of his compassion was Putana's deliverance, right? The height of compassion. That's why the other day, Kalachakra Prabhu was very nicely explaining. Kamva dayalum sharanam brajema. Who can be more compassionate, dayalu, than Krishna, who Putana came to destroy, kill him by anointing her breasts with such deadly poison, and he gave her the position of mother. But then, the same Krishna, when he comes in Kali Yuga as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is more compassionate, more brings a more potent and more merciful than even Krishna. And even Putana's deliverance becomes not so great. You may say, hey Prabhu, what are you saying? Please understand, Bhagavatam class, you're sitting on Vyasasana. This may be heard all over the world. Can you support it? Your statement? Yes. Not me. Chaitanya Bhagavat says this. Krishna Lila kahe Ved Vyas, Chaitanya Lilar Das Vrindavan Das. Chaitanya Lilar Vyas Vrindavan Das. Vrindavan Das Thakur is the Vyas Dev of Chaitanya Lila, as Vyas Dev, Dohipayana Vyas is the Vyas of Krishna Lila. This period between Nityananda Trayodashi and Gaur Purnima is a very, very wonderful time. You know, two sides, two most potent incarnations. So in between time is a wonderful time to meditate. That is why we sing this beautiful Ashtakam of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So when Jagai Madai are delivered, actually Jagai Madai prove this point. Madai and Jagai, when they offer prayers, they take out each of the allegations. People may say, no, Mahaprabhu is not. They prove that no one can be more merciful, more compassionate than you. So this is Jagai Madai are delivered. Madai is not being delivered. So Vishwambar, Lord Vishwambar tells him, Vishwambara bole jadi kshamila sakal Madhai re kola deho hauka safal. Vishwambar said, if you have actually forgiven Madhai, then embrace him and make his life successful. Prabhura agyaye koila dridha alingan madhaira haila sarva bandhana mochan. माधाईर देहे नित्यानंद प्रवेशिला सर्वशक्ति समन्वित माधाई होईला. ऑन द ऑर्डर ऑफ द लॉर्ड नित्यानंद टाइटली एम्ब्रेस्ड माधाई हु एज अ रिजल्ट वॉज फ्रीड फ्रॉम ऑल मेटीरियल बॉन्डेज. नित्यानंद एंटर्ड द बॉडी ऑफ माधाई एंड माधाई बिकेम फिल्ड विथ ऑल एनर्जीज. हेना मते उजानीते पाइला मोचन दुई जने स्तुति करे दुएर चरण. इन दिस वे द टू वर डिलीवर्ड एंड दे बिगैन टू ऑफर प्रेयर्स एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ द टू लॉर्ड्स. प्रभु बोले तोर आरा ना करिस पाप जगाई माधाई बोले आर नारे बाप. द लॉर्ड सेड डू नॉट कमिट फर्दर सिंस. जगाई माधाई सेड Never again, O Lord. Toba, toba. Aar nare baap. Prabhu bole, shuno, shuno. Tor dui jan. Satya, satya, ami tore. Korila mochan. Koti, koti, janme yato. Ache paap tor. Aar jodi na koris. Sabadai mor. The Lord said, listen, both of you. I have indeed delivered you today. I take full responsibility for whatever sinful activities you have performed in your previous millions of lifetimes, provided you do not commit sin again. This is the most important part. He gives only that condition. Please do not sin again. Because transformation heart means two things. Repentance and penance. So repentance is, in the past I have made myself the center of my life and I have made myself the focus of my existence. But now, which was wrong, now I want to make you, Krishna, the center of my life and center of my attention. And penance means no more rolling in the dust again. Like the elephants bathing. Bathing and then rolling in the dust again. So penance means no nonsense. That is why at the time of initiation, we are told to do two things. Chant 16 rounds and follow four regulative principles. Chanting 16 rounds is repentance. Prayaschitta. What is prayaschitta? Prabhupada explains, the ultimate prayaschitta is awakening our dormant Krishna consciousness. Now glorify the Lord at least so many times a day. Don't glorify yourself. Ishwaroham aham bhogi siddhoham. We were the center. And penance means don't again roll in the dust again. Don't do the same nonsense. No meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit snegam. So that is the penance. Then the same external energy which was binding us becomes internal energy. Everything becomes a facility to engage in the service of the Lord. The same body which was an instrument for committing offense and getting entangled becomes a wonderful facility to render devotional service. So from Mahamaya, same thing becomes Yogamaya. The same flower which reminded us of our beloved before, now also will remind our beloved, but the object of love is different. So the flower remains the same, who we offer to, from Mahamaya to Yogamaya. It changes. To dohara mukhe mui kariva ahar. Tor dehe hoi beka mora avatar. I will eat through the mouths of you two and I will incarnate in your bodies. So when we feed the devotees, Krishna is accepting through their mouths. Moha gela dui vipra ananda sagare bujhi agya karilena prabhu vishwam bhare. The illusion of the two brahmanas was thus destroyed and they merged in an ocean of ecstasy. Knowing this, Lord Vishwambhar instructed them as follows. Mohagela. What does it mean, meaning of Mohagela? Nashto Moha. Now I lost my illusion. What is the illusion? That I don't know who I am. So real Mohagela means, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains, the knowledge of Sambandha, Abhidheya and Prayojan. Anyone who has the knowledge of Sambandha, Abhidheya, Prayojan and practices it, such a person's illusion is gone. I am part of Krishna, I have to serve Krishna, and that is to render pure service, I have to develop love for Krishna. Sambandha, Abhidheya and Prayojan. This is real moha. Moha gela dui vipra ananda sagare. Immediately we become happy. Because when you are situated in our natural position, the nature of the soul is Sachidananda. You become happy. Moha gela dui vipra ananda sagare. Bujhi agya kori lena. Prabhu vishwam bhare. Dui jane tulilaha amara badite. Kirtana kariba dui janera sahite. Imagine Lord Chaitanya is telling them, pick these two up and bring them to my house. Today we will perform kirtan with these two. Can you imagine? Nobody was allowed except those whose heart were 100% pure in the kirtana Srivasa's house. And immediately Mahaprabhu is personally ordering, bring them, let alone their inko. Brahmaro durlabha aji edohara diva edohare jagatero uttama kariba. Today I will award them that which is rare even for Lord Brahma. I will place them in the topmost position in this world. Edui parashe je karila ganga snan edohare hoibe se gangara saman. Those who took bath in the Ganges after being touched by these two will now say that these two are equal to the Ganges. Gangara parasha hoile paschate pavan darshane pavitra karo ei tumar gun. People, when they saw Jagai Madai, they felt so contaminated that with their clothes on, they jumped in the Ganga. But today, just a span of few hours, they became so exalted that people felt millions of times taking bath in the Ganga, that same effect, just by seeing these two. Nityananda pratigya anyatha nahi hai. Nityananda ichchai janiha nischai. The determination of Nityananda is never baffled. Know for certain that this was the desire of Nityananda. Parama karuna pahumudui jana Nithai Gaur Chandra. Only by the mercy of Nithai can Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy be known. Jagai madhai sabha vaishnave dhariya prabhura badira abhyantare gela laiya. Considering the two rogues, thereafter all the Vaishnavas caught hold of Jagai and Madhai and took them inside the Lord's house. Apta gana sambhaila prabhure sahite padila kapata karo shakti nahi jaite. The intimate associates entered along with the Lord. The door was then closed and others were not allowed to enter. The door was like Viraja River. Who can enter? Who can cross this? Unless the mercy of the Lord allows. Directly Golok. Basila asiya maha prabhu vishwambhar dui pashe shobhe nityananda gadadhar. Mahaprabhu Vishwambar came in and sat down. Nityananda and Gadadhar sat on either side of him. Advaita, the greatest recipient of the Lord's mercy, sat in front of the Lord. And all the Vaishnavas sat around the Lord. Just imagine, who are the people with whom these two rascals and rogues are sitting? Lord Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar, Panchatattva. We can sit in front of the photograph. But Jagaya and Madaya are actually sitting in front of them. And who else is there? Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Haridas Thakur, Garuda, Ramai, Srinivas, Gangadas, Vakreshwar Pandit, Chandrasekhar, Acharya, all knew the pastimes of Lord Gauranga. Numerous exalted devotees happily sat with Jagaya and Madaya around Lord Chaitanya. Loma Harsha Maha Ashru Kampa Sarvagai Jagai Madhai Dohe Gada Gadi Jai. As Jagai and Madhai rolled on the ground, their hair stood on end, they shed tears, and their entire bodies shivered. Kara Shakti Bujite Chaitanya Abhiman Dui Dasyu Kare Dui Maha Bhagavat. Who has the power to understand the desire of Lord Chaitanya, who transformed the two rogues into Mahabhagavat? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Karoho Vichar Vichar Karile Chitte Pave Chamatkar. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Karoho Vichar. Think about it. Vichar Karile Chitte Pave Chamatkar. Actually, if we understand, we should faint. If we are not fainting, that means we are actually not understood the power, the potency. Truly speaking, every one of us is Jagai Madai. You may say, hey, Prabhuji, itne bure nahi hai. That's because we don't have the power. How many people we have not killed in our mind? How many houses we have not burnt out of envy, in our mind at least? How many people we haven't beaten up? We don't do it because of fear of police, fear of society, or fear of what will people say. But if allowed, given the power, I'm sure we would have burnt many houses every day. Done everything that Jagai Madai did physically, we do mentally. So the fact is true. We are all little Jagais and Madais. How many times have you ghar jala jao, jal jata to achha hota. How many times have you not thought, let this person be killed? Why is he? How has Krishna allowed this guy to survive? If I was Krishna, I would have cleansed this whole planet. We would have been much more horrible performer of activities than Jagai and Madai. Ihate vishwas yar sei Krishna pai, ithe yar sandeha se adhapathe jai. Anyone who has faith in these pastimes attains Krishna, while those who have doubts fall down. Samshayatma vinashyati. Shraddha mulye shuddha name hatete vikai. So it's actually faith in this pastime that actually will help us to deliver, be delivered. Jagai madhai jane, jagai madhai dui jane stuti kare, sabar sahita shune gauranga sundare. The two, Jagai and Madhai, then began to offer prayers that were heard by Shri Gaur Sundar and his associates. Shuddha Saraswati Dui Jarera Jihvai Basila Chaitanya Chandre Prabhura Agyai. By the order of Lord Chaitanya Chandra, Shuddha Saraswati, the goddess of transcendental knowledge, appeared on the tongues of those two. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains, two Saraswati, Shuddha Saraswati and Vidha Saraswati. Shuddha Saraswati is that Saraswati. Saraswati is the in charge of knowledge. If you see Saraswati, she is always holding a book in one hand and also Veena. That means all fine arts is Saraswati's domain. All knowledge, all fine arts. So Shuddha Saraswati is that knowledge, that art, which the enjoyer of which is Krishna. That is Shuddha Saraswati. And Vidha Saraswati means when the enjoyer of that knowledge and fine art is ourselves. That is Ravana mentality. Ravana knew all the ragas. Ravana was a, you know, he knew all the Vedas, he knew all the ragas. First class singer. He relished, but exclusively for his own enjoyment. So whenever the fine arts or knowledge is used to glorify Krishna, then Shuddha Saraswati speaks through the tongue. That is why when Keshav Kashmiri was thoroughly defeated by Mahaprabhu and he went and he cried. He said, I worshipped you, my dear goddess Saraswati. How come you abandoned me today? She said, no. It's said, whenever he spoke, Saraswati would sit on his tongue. That's how. Compose a poem on Ganga and 100 shlokas, like a wind, raging wind, he would speak. And no fault, absolutely. But on that day, when he was completely fumbling and stunned, couldn't speak, forget about Saraswati, nothing, the tongue didn't move. And when he came back, Saraswati said, today I showed you my real mercy. Till now, that was Vidha Saraswati. Today is Shuddha Saraswati. Today I am giving you real mercy. Today I am making you realize who is my enjoyer. Shuddha Saraswati dui janera jihvai basila chaitanya chandra prabhura agyai. Only by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jagai Madai started offering prayers, which these prayers, it is said, are hidden even in the Vedas. Even the Vedic scholars don't know what Jagai Madai spoke. Nityananda Chaitanyera Prakasha Ekatra Dekhilena Duijane Yatrajai Tattva. Seeing Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya together there, the two could understand their actual identity. Evam Yoveti Tattvataha. We don't know Tattvataha, Mahaprabhu and Nityanandru. If he knew Tattvataha, we would be like Jagai and Madai after their deliverance. Ehi mate stuti kare dui mahashay je stuti shunile Krishna bhakti labhya hai. In this way, the two great personalities began to recite prayers. Anyone who hears these prayers attains devotional service to Krishna. There are beautiful prayers, but I will come to the main point of today's discussion, where they prove that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more compassionate and did much more miracle, much potent miracle than even delivering Putana. Papi uddhari le jato anana avatare parama adbhutataha ghoshaye samsare. You have delivered, these are Jagai Madai speaking, you have delivered numerous sinful persons in your various incarnations. This is glorified throughout the world as most wonderful. Isn't it? It's glorified, most wonderful. Now, one by one, like in a lawyer putting an allegation and counteracting it, they are going to counteract all the previous deliverances and show them as insignificant compared to our deliverance. And please listen to the shastric evidences they give. This is Shuddha Saraswati speaking through Mahaprabhu's mercy. Ama dui patakira dekhiya udhar alpatva paila purva mahima tomar. By delivering us too, however, your past glories have become minimized. Ajamila udharera yateka mahatva amar udhare teho paila alpatva. Even the glories of delivering Ajamil have been minimized by delivering us. How? ସତ୍ୟ କହି ଆମେ କିଛୁ ସ୍ତୁତି ନାହିଁ କରି ଉଚିତ ଏଇ ଅଜାମିଲା ମୁକ୍ତି ଅଧିକାରୀ ୱି ଆର୍ ନଟ୍ ଫ୍ଲାଟରିଙ୍ଗ ୟୁ ୱି ଆର୍ ସ୍ପିକିଂ ଦ ଟ୍ରୁଥ ଅଜାମିଲ ୱାଜ୍ ଆକ୍ଚୁଆଲି ଫିଟ୍ ଫର୍ ଲିବରେସନ ସତ୍ୟ କହି ଆମେ କିଛୁ ସ୍ତୁତି ନାହିଁ କରି ସ୍ତୁତି ମିନ୍ସ ୟୁ ନୋ ଚାପଲୁସି ଚମଚାଗିରି ଇନ୍ କନ୍ନଡା ଦେର୍ ଇଜ୍ ଏ ସେଇଙ୍ଗ ହାଗଲ କାଇକ ବେହୁନ କାଇ ସାକ୍ଷୀ ନିମ୍ ଫ୍ରୁଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଗିଭିଂ ଏଭିଡେନ୍ସ ଟୁ କରେଲା ଆଣ୍ଡ ନିମ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଟେଲିଂ କରେଲା ୟୁ ଆର୍ ସୋ ସ୍ୱିଟ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ କରେଲା ଟେଲ୍ସ ନିମ୍ ୟୁ ଆର୍ ନେଭର ୟୁ ଆର୍ ନୋ ଲେସ୍ ଦୋନୋ କେ ଦୋନୋ ଖଟେ ଇଟ୍ସ ଲାଇକ୍ ଟୁଡେଜ୍ ପଲିଟିସିଆନ୍ସ ଗ୍ଲୋରିଫାଇଙ୍ଗ ଇଚ୍ ଅଦର ହି ସେଡ୍ ଆଇ ଆମ୍ ନଟ୍ ସିମ୍ପଲି ଗ୍ଲୋରିଫାଇଙ୍ଗ ୟୁ ସତ୍ୟ କହି ସତ୍ୟ କହି ଆମେ କିଛି ସ୍ତୁତି ନାହିଁ କରି ନା ଆଇ ଏମ୍ ନଟ୍ ଜଷ୍ଟ କାଇଣ୍ଡ ଅଫ୍ ଜଷ୍ଟ ବିକଜ୍ ୟୁ ଡେଲିଭର୍ଡ ମି ଆଇ ଏମ୍ ଜଷ୍ଟ ଆଡ୍ୟୁଲେସନ୍ ମିୟର ଗ୍ଲୋରିଫିକେସନ୍ ନ ଉଚିତ ଏଇ ଅଜାମିଲା ମୁକ୍ତି ଅଧିକାରୀ ଅଜାମିଲା ୱାଜ୍ ଫିଟ୍ ଫର୍ ଲିବରେସନ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଦେୟର ଫୋର୍ ୟୁ ଲିବରେଟେଡ୍ ହିମ୍ ୱାଟ୍ସ ଦ ବିଗ୍ ଡିଲ୍ ୱାଏ କୋଟି ବ୍ରହ୍ମବଧି ଯଦି ତବ ନାମ ଲୟ ସଦ୍ୟ ମୋକ୍ଷ ପଦ ତାର ଭେଦେ ସତ୍ୟ କୟ It is stated in the Vedas that a person who has killed millions of brahmanas immediately attains liberation if he chants your name. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati gives long purport to that. Ena nama ajamila hoila uchcharan teho chitra nahe ajamilera mochan. Such a name was vibrated by Ajamil, so his deliverance was not very wonderful. नारायण का नाम लिया ना तो मुक्ति मिला उनसे बड़ा बात ग्लोरीफाइंग ग्लोरीफिकेट द ग्लोरी इज होली नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड दैट दे चैंटेड वेद सत्य स्थापिते तुमार अवतार मिथ्य है वेद तबे ना कैल उद्धार फॉर यू इनकार्नेट टू एस्टैब्लिश द ट्रूथ ऑफ द वेदास If you do not deliver the living entities, then the words of the Vedas become false. So you already told in the Vedas, one name can deliver millions of sins of killing crores of brahmanas. Therefore, they have been delivered. Mora droha koilu priya sharire tumar tatha piho ami dui korile udhar. But ours is a special case. Yet we have harmed the body of your associate And still you have delivered both of us. We didn't chant your name. In fact, we hurt Lord Nityananda, the closest person to your heart. Mahaprabhu told Nityananda is my life and soul. And we beat him up. We caused blood to come out of his body. And still you have delivered us. What right did we do? What did we do? This is causeless. There was a cause in Ajamil's case. To deliver, but ours was actually causeless. In fact, more on the negative side, not even neutral. There was absolutely no cause. Ebe bujhi dekhi prabhu apanara mone kato koti antara amara dui jane. Oh Lord, now just see how much difference there is between you and us two. Where is Ajamil and where am I? Where are you, my Lord, and where am I? Narayana nama shuni ajamila mukhe chari mahajana aila sei jana dekhe. On hearing the name of Narayan from the mouth of Ajamil, four mahajans came and appeared before him. Isn't it? He chanted Narayan and four Vishnu dutas. Vishnu dutas are very rare to see. And four Vishnu dutas came. But what about us? আমি দেখিলাম তোমা রক্তপাড়ি অঙ্গে সঙ্গোপাঙ্গ অস্ত্র পারি সদ সব সঙ্গে বট উই বিট ইউর অসোসিয়েট অ্যান্ড হু ডু উই সি ইউ উই সি ইউর এক্সপ্যানশনস ইউর ইনকার্নেশনস অ্যান্ড হান্ড্রেডস অফ অসোসিয়েটস দে স অনলি ফোর অ্যান্ড দ্যাট টু সার্ভেন্টস অফ বিষ্ণু উই স দ সুপ্রিম লর্ড উই স হিজ এক্সপ্যানশন উই স হিজ ইনকার্নেশন উই স হিজ অসোসিয়েটস गोप्य करी राखीछिला ए सब महिमा एबे वाक्य होइला प्रभु महिमार सीमा एबे व्यक्त होइला प्रभु महिमार सीमा. टिल नाउ यू हैव केप्ट योर ग्लोरीज कंसील्ड बट ओ लॉर्ड द लिमिट ऑफ योर ग्लोरीज इज नाउ रिवील्ड. एबे से होइला वेद महाबलवंत एबे से बुढ़ाई करी गईबा अनंत. Now the Vedas have become most authoritative, and now Lord Ananta will proudly sing your glories. Ebe se vidita haila gopya guna gram nirlaksha udhara prabhu ihare se naam. Now your hidden quality has become manifest. O Lord, the name of this quality is causeless deliverance. This is causeless, actually causeless. Now, they are giving another argument. This is Ajamil case dismissed. Another allegation is being thrown. What about Kamsa? Kamsa was delivered. He was so inimical. Kuch nahi hai wo. They are proving how Kamsa's case is not a big thing. Yadi bolo Kamsa adi yata daitya gan tahara udruha kari paila mochan. कत लक्ष्य आचेता थी देख निज माने निरंतरे देखिले सेनरेन्द्र गणे तोमा समय युझी एक क्षत्रिय धर्मे भय तुमा निरवधि चिंतिले ना मर्मे तथापि नारिला द्रोह पाप एड़ाईते पड़िला नरेन्द्र सब वंशेरा सहिते. ओके लेट्स टेक द केस ऑफ कमसा एंड द अदर किंग्स अदर डीमंस हुम यू किल्ड. इफ यू से that despite their attack, demons like Kamsa, no, now you may take the attacking part. Okay, we were chanting about Ajamil's case. But now we attacked you. So somebody may say, all right, even Kamsa attacked. If you say that despite their attack, demons like Kamsa were also delivered, then consider what qualities they had. Those kings constantly saw you. Constantly they saw Krishna. They fought with you according to Kshatriya principles. They fought properly and constantly thought of you in fear. 24 hours they were thinking, though in an unfavorable way. They were thinking about you. We had no thoughts at all. They actually, again and again, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, they didn't know who they were. They didn't know where they were. That's why they ask Avadhut, who are you? That other day only they chased them. Hey, who are you? Avadhut. Avadhut. Absolutely no understanding of who they are, where they are, what they are doing. They fought with you according to the Kshatriya principles and constantly thought of you in fear. Yet, they could not avoid the sin of attacking you. And as a result, they and their dynasties were destroyed. They were destroyed. They were destroyed. Not their sins. They were destroyed. Not only they, their whole dynasty was destroyed.
Tomare dekhiya nija jivana chhadila tabe kono mahajane tare parashila.
All right, they left their bodies while seeing you. Yet, which great soul cared to touch them? Even after they maybe have delivered, but after they were killed, did people go and touch? Actually, when Ravana was killed, even Vibhishan didn't want to do the last rites. He said, let that rascal rot for what he has done. Ram said, no. Whatever he is, he's a son of a Brahmana. After death, you should not remember all those. All the bad things should be forgiven once the person is dead. Because the body performed all the sinful act. And that body is lying dead. Forget about all this. You should not carry enmity, inimical feelings. Once the person is dead and gone, now do the last rites. You do your duty.
And still, nobody would touch them, though they were delivered, you say. But what about us? Amare parishebe bhagavata gane chaya chui jai jana koila ganga snane.
The pure devotees who once took bath in the Ganges after touching our shadow are now touching us, are now embracing us. That is your power, my Lord. Sarvamate prabhutore e mohima bada kahare bhandibo sabe janikena dadha. O Lord, this is certainly due to your extraordinary glories. Who can be deceived now? Everyone is convinced. Too late. That is why Srivas Thakur did that action. Covering the sun. How can you cover the sun? If you take this one book or something and take an umbrella and try to cover the sun, you can cover your head, but you can't cover the sun. He said, now by delivering us, your glories are exposed for all time. Now you can't hide. Now you can't hide. Mahabhakta Gajaraja Karilastavan Ekantas Sharana Dekhi Karila Mochan. Alright, let's take the next case. Aur koi hai? Haan, Gajendra. Alright, bring him. Kya case hai uska? What is his case? The great devotee Gajendra offered you prayers. And you delivered him because he was fully surrendered. Daive se upamanahe asura putana aghabaka adiyata kehanahe sima. That example cannot be applied to demons like putana, agha and baka. Now we are coming to the main point. Why? Why putana's case is slightly below us? Not slightly, very much below us. Because छाड़िया से देहतार गिला दिव्य गति वेद बिने तहा देखे कहार शकति. Look at the point, that argument they are putting forward. Although they attained the spiritual world when they left their bodies, who had the power to see that without Vedic knowledge? How do you know? Did you see putana going upstairs? Shukadeva Goswami is saying, Bhagavat is saying. So Bhagavat is the praman. Nobody knows whether they went or not, unless you have faith in the Bhagavat. Because nobody saw putana dressed up like this going up. What was that? This ghastly looking body was left. And her body was burned to pieces and burnt to ashes. Cut to pieces and burnt to ashes. But our case is different. जे करिला ए दुई पातकी शरीरे साक्षाते देखिला इहा सकल संसारे. What you have done to us two sinners, however, has been directly seen by the people of the entire world. It's not that शास्त्र बोल रहा है गई वो ऊपर. Actually they are delivered. No! The whole world can actually see in this very same body. Their body was cut to pieces and burned to ashes. But our body, people are considering so great that they come and touch us, see us, and feel themselves very much purified. Jate ko korila tumi pataki udhar, karo kona rupa laksha ache sabakar. The sinners that you have previously delivered all had some qualification or another. But now, you have causelessly delivered two persons who are Brahmana demons. This is only due to your mercy. Boliya boliya kande jagai madhai emata apurva kare chaitanya gosai. Jagai madhai cried as they offered these prayers. Such are the matchless pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. So many wonderful prayers go on, but the main point is this. So we find here that it is a fact. Because Kali Yuga, people are not so of a superior quality. They are so fallen. Mahapatita. Therefore, Mahaprabhu has come with Mahamantra. As Prabhupada writes, right at the beginning of this chapter, he says, Of course, wherever there is no Krishna consciousness, there is the danger of such rakshasis. But since the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself was in Gokul, Putana could accept nothing there but her own death. So similarly, as Prabhupada writes in the purport, this was a simple and practical way to give greatest protection from the greatest danger. People should know how to do this, for this is a part of Vedic civilization. And in that same tradition, we have understood the greatest protection from the greatest dangers. And that is given by a personality for Kali Yuga, knowing that people don't have that kind of quality of lifestyle, opulence, cleanliness, purity, nothing. That is what in the beginning of Bhagavatam they say. There are six questions asked by the sages, but the essential underlying feeling behind all the question is, how can the people of this age be delivered? You know? Because everything is, what is that shloka? Fallen. Prayana alpayusha sabhya kalavasmi nanda manda sumandamatayo manda bhagya upadruta. And there this is given. This Bhagavat, which reveals in the 11th canto the appearance of Kali Yuga avatar. Krishna varanam tusha krishnam sangho vangasra pasha yagyai sankirtana praya. So this is the best protection. The best protection, the greatest protection for the greatest danger. Just chant the holy name, Sankirtanam. Jeto mara pada padma nitya dhyana kare, tasaba prabhavei amangala hare. Jeto mara nitya dhyana, jeto mara pada padma nitya dhyana kare, tasaba prabhavei amangala hare. Who are telling this? The demigods are telling to the Lord in the womb of Mother Shachi, Garbhastuti. They are telling, how these avatar that is going to come from your womb, O Mother, is going to be delivering this. He is giving us a process for purifying the whole atmosphere. How? He says, every time, Padatale khande prithivira amangal, Padatale. When you dance in the kirtan, and when you keep steps, one after another, pada tale, khande, prithiviro amangal. Simply by dancing on the earth, all the inauspiciousness of Mother Earth will go away. Pada tale, khande, prithiviro amangal. Drishti matra dasha dika hoye sunirmal. And while dancing, simply wherever we glance, the devotees glance, that whole place becomes purified. Bahutuli nachite swargera vighnanash. Bahutuli, when the devotees raise their hands and dance, Bahutuli nachite swargera vighnanash. Even the inauspiciousness in the swargaloka is destroyed. Heno nritya heno yasha. Heno tora das. Heno yasha. That is the power of your holy name. Namna makari bahuda nija sarva shakti. That is the power of your holy name, Heno Yasha, Heno Nritya. That is the power of the Sankirtan you have introduced, and Heno Tora Das. That is the power of your devotees. Devaki Nandan, one devotee says, each devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can deliver the whole universe, has the power to deliver the whole universe. That is the potency they carry. Heno Yasha, Heno Nritya, Heno Tora Das. Hare Krishna. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Nitai Gopi Manandi.